These pieces connect to the water in many ways. Of course, shells were among my main inspiration, and more in general, I wanted to create objects that seem slowly shaped by natural elements, almost if they were never been touched by human hands. So the ideal habitat I see these sculptures coming from is definitely a water landscape. Speaking about landscape, I often wonder about how thin is the line between subject and environment, where exactly one begins and the other ends. If we pause to reflect on this, we will realize that the answer is not so obvious. And the most recent scientific discoveries confirm more and more how permeable our relationship with the environment is. So we really have to adopt the perspective that the environment not only surrounds us but composes us, just as we are part of it. And speaking of water, we know since childhood that the human body is composed by water for more than half of its weight, so we are actually water too. We can speak from the perspective of water too. So these pieces are subjects, but they are also environments, and they deal with emptiness, and they are in some way containers. They are places suitable for welcoming flows of water, flows of gaze, streams of imagination. Another aspect that is very important to me is that water also relates to a certain fluid state of the mind, a state which is very important to me as an artist and which I connect to liminality, a twilight area where the conscious and the unconscious connect. It is a state very fertile to imagination that I try to cultivate in myself and to evoke in the spectators with my works. And these works absolutely come from this ideal place of the mind.